with leprosy came to Jesus and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. This is the word of the Lord. It's a great reading for a healing service, isn't it? But I also want to think a little bit about giving, so that's a bit of a challenge, but we'll see where we get to. I wonder what you know about leprosy. I did a bit of a little search, and the more I read, the more it is clear that leprosy is a horrid, horrid disease. And it still exists today in very small numbers, but it does still exist. It's caused by a bacterial infection that affects the skin and the nervous system. So it starts off with sort of discoloured patches appearing on the skin with a loss of feeling. And this grows and leads to real disfigurement of limbs and of the face. It's not, it seems in itself, life-threatening. People don't die of leprosy. But they become horribly disfigured. And because they lose any feeling in the affected areas, if you've got a stone in your shoe, you know about it, don't you? But if you've got leprosy and you lose the feeling, you don't know you've got a stone in your shoe. And so that in itself leads to all sorts of other problems and complications. It is today, there's medication that is very effective. But in Jesus' day, there was no cure. If you got the diagnosis of leprosy, you knew, things were going in one direction. You knew what was going to happen to you. And it was very unpleasant. So it's not surprising that just that word leprosy would, just each fear would be attached to it. It was a real sort of sentence when people received that. And I guess, if they found those marks, they would know what was matter with them. It's very much associated with poverty because the infection is helped to spread by poor sanitation and poor levels of hygiene. And so not surprisingly, it carried with it a massive social stigma. People did not want to be near somebody who had leprosy because of the fear of catching it themselves. So if you got leprosy, not only had you got a horrible future ahead of you, but you were ostracised from your family, from your society, and from your worshipping congregation as well. Pretty horrible. So this man who comes to Jesus is really an outcast. He's been shunned by his family, by his community. We don't know, what level of disability he had because of the leprosy. But he's clearly seen Jesus at work healing. He's heard. Jesus' reputation must have gone before him. And he knew that this Jesus, whoever he was, wherever he'd come from, whatever he represented, that Jesus was healing people. So he comes to Jesus, Lord, if you're willing, make me clean. It must have been in his mind, mustn't it? Well, you know, everybody else treats me as an outcast. Maybe to Jesus, I'm that as well. But just perhaps a shred of hope that he would matter. And Jesus reaches out and touches him, and the leprosy leaves him. We don't really know, you know, what happens to him much after that, whether he continues to be a disciple, where he goes, whether he's welcomed back into his family, but we know that Jesus touches him and heals him. For Jesus just to reach out and touch him was a pretty shocking and outrageous thing to do. Jesus had a habit of doing things that were considered fairly outrageous. I don't know where, you know, this idea of gentle Jesus, meek and mild, ever came from. But I don't really see it reflected in the gospel stories, because Jesus spends a lot of time doing things that either upset people or that people considered, you know, a bit risky and a bit outrageous. And the followers, the disciples watching him, were probably quite horrified by this. Yet Jesus is allowing himself to be close to somebody with leprosy. And more than that, he actually reaches out and he touches him. Everybody else treated this guy as a social outcast, and yet Jesus touches him. It would have been considered just on a pragmatic level. You know, Jesus was putting himself in danger of having leprosy himself. It's apparently not massively contagious, but it seems that that wasn't the view at the time. What if Jesus caught leprosy from just touching this man? But yet Jesus just reaches out, touches him, and heals him. In verse 42, the version I read says Jesus was indignant. A number of Bibles translate that Jesus was filled with compassion, or Jesus had pity on him. And it seems that there's some sort of ambiguity in the original word, but it's thought it could even mean anger. Jesus was indignant, not at the man coming, but Jesus is indignant and angered. Perhaps at the disease, perhaps at the way that society has looked and treated not just this man, but everybody with leprosy. But of course, the compassion is true as well. Jesus, it seems every time Jesus heals somebody, he heals out of compassion, out of love, out of pity. He doesn't heal because he wants to create a sensation and have everybody come and look at what's going on. In fact, it's exactly the opposite here. He asks this man to, you know, keep this quiet. Because what actually happens when the man doesn't keep quiet is that everybody's just coming along to see the spectacle. And that actually limits where Jesus can go because of the crowds. It's not about performing tricks. It's not about looking good. It's about compassion and about loving people. When Jesus heals, he gives of himself too. It cost Jesus something to reach out and to touch this man. think sometimes we need to remind ourselves, yes, Jesus was God, but he was a human being as well. And he had feelings and emotions as we have. Was there in Jesus, maybe there was a thing of, well, is it a risk to touch this man? Am I risking my own health? But yet, he did it. We don't see leprosy around in Mansfield. But we do see lots of other needs, don't we? Or at least we do if we look for it, if we're prepared to see it. We see, you know, we know ourselves of many struggling with sickness, with disease. We've heard even some of that this morning amongst our own community. We know there are many people in Mansfield struggling with addiction, with debt, with homelessness. We don't have to look very far to see people with all sorts of different needs. And it's easy to be overwhelmed by it and to just think, well, you know, what can we do? There is no quick fix. And yet Jesus must have seen dozens, tens, hundreds of people with leprosy. We don't read of him healing all of them. We read of him healing this one man. And I just wonder really, you know, what are we prepared to meet those needs? Because it's a bit inconvenient sometimes, isn't it? You know, if we're really honest, we actually quite like sticking in our own groups, being with our own friends, spending our money on the stuff that we want. Because actually at heart, we can be quite selfish. And yet, are we prepared to inconvenience ourselves, to give our time, to give our energy, to give our efforts, and yes, to give our money to others? I've been thinking a lot over the last few weeks about our, you know, about our giving as a church. And yes, of course, it's about each of us, you know, giving to that, and about all the individual amounts, however big or small, you know, come together into the one pot, don't they? But there's also a sense in which it's about us corporately as a group giving. When you look at our church accounts, in many ways they're baffling because there's just numbers everywhere. And, you know, praise God that there are some people who know what all those numbers mean. But it's a lot of money. A lot of money comes into this church from all of us. And a lot of money goes out. And it goes out for, you know, it's really nice and warm in here this morning. Well, relatively anyway. It's probably even warmer up there. You know, we've got the lights on. All that stuff costs money. But everything that we do to serve our community has a cost attached to it. And what we're able to do as a church, yes, it is limited by the money that we've got. So just, I want the question to be really not, it's not just about, you know, how many pounds we can give. It's about what we as a church community can give to Mansfield. And I think the real challenge to us is how much do we really care? How much do we really care about it? When we see people in need, you know, does it do something to us? Do we want to help out? Jesus gave freely and of himself. He took risks. He risked, yes, maybe his health. He didn't seem particularly bothered that many people around him thought he was completely crackers and really wondered what on earth he was doing. I must have wondered what on earth he would do next. But Jesus was driven by compassion, by love, and also by anger at injustice. And I just wonder this morning, you know, as we have this opportunity to come, and yes, we bring ourselves, and we're invited to come and meet with Jesus and invite him to meet our needs. You know, freely you have received, freely give. We receive from God, but we also give. We give back to God. We give to others. Thank you.
Most, I think, was Jesus gave himself out of love. And in his love, he wants you to come now and receive from him. So please, on your behalf, anyone else's behalf, come and pray with us that he will continue to heal in the wonderful ways he always has done, always will do, and because of his wonderful love for us, that's what he wants to do here. So please come. Thank you, our music group.